Now, have you ever come out of Debenhams or out of Castlecourt, looked across the road, or even walked across the road and then into that general Royal Exchange type area and thought, are they ever going to improve this part of the world? Maybe they've started, maybe they haven't. Let me speak to Nicky McVeigh, who's from the Ulster Architectural Heritage Group. Nicky, good morning.
Good morning.
Nicky, this area across from Castlecourt, there's work to be done, isn't there? You know, and there's so much debate and discussion about it. Where are we at the minute with it?
Well, there are a number of applications, actually, approximately 25 in the system at the moment. So a large-scale development plan is proposed for that area, encompassing North Street, Donegal Street, Rosemary Street. So quite a large area of our city centre is up for a decision on how its future looks. We are currently working through a system of a number of applications and seeing what comes out of that process.
And why are you concerned? Because Ulster Architectural Heritage obviously would have their eye on certain buildings in there. Which ones are you concerned about?
Well, we're concerned about not just individual buildings that may be listed or unlisted and historic, but also our streets and our historic surroundings. We have a unique selling point in Belfast. We have lovely old buildings, but we need to treat them with respect, with sympathy and with appropriate development. So it's not about saying no to the development that's proposed. It's just about getting it right. We're concerned that the historic buildings may be overlooked in terms of scale, massing, height, and that the new development might not be appropriate to those, the context of our historic buildings and also the context of our city that we know and love. So we are just trying to get it right. We're not trying to say no to development, but we are trying to say, let's just look at how this can be done differently and how it can be more sympathetic and appropriate to what we've got.
So if it turned out to be like Victoria Square, would you have a heart attack?
Well, Victoria Square is a new build, obviously. It doesn't incorporate historic buildings as such in its main. So we are looking for something a bit more maybe ingrained and keeping with the height, scale, form, mass, materiality of what we've got. Rosemary Street Presbyterian Church is one of our best historic buildings in Belfast. It's a remarkable building. It needs to be set in a context that is appropriate to it. Also Masonic Hall, Central Halls, all those buildings along Rosemary Street make that street what it is today. We need to keep that value.
Even if it restricts what can be done in the area to make it a sharp, vibrant city centre?
It can be sharp and vibrant. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that historic buildings can be part of being smart and vibrant. They just have to be part of the plan. At the moment, we're not really seeing the evidence that they are being regarded as part of the plan to the extent that we would want to see for a quality development.
Now, the work, it's going to involve knocking down a significant number of buildings. I don't know if people are fully aware of where it's going to be demolished, but you can't do this without levelling stuff to the ground.
Well, you can. You can reuse buildings. That's perfectly acceptable. It's just a balance on where we put our development. So there are a number of car parks, brownfield sites. Unfortunately, maybe those car parks used to have historic buildings on them and are maybe speculative development and those buildings have gone. So it's by using the car park areas, the brownfield sites, the areas of vacancy in our city centre to develop. There are plenty of them. And plenty near the area that we are discussing today. So it's about planning our city around the value that we've got, keeping that value and planning around it, not demolishing what we've got needlessly.
This might make it much more expensive, however, for anyone who's coming in.
It's all a point of view. Value is in the eye of the beholder. There are values to historic buildings. You can see the Merchant Hotel. You can see the Dirty Onion, for example, the pub in the Cathedral Quarter. These buildings make money on the value of their heritage. You can sell that. It's not impossible.
Yeah, you make some very good points. And your group is the Save the CQ campaign, CQ standing basically for Cathedral Quarter.
They are a separate group, actually. They are colleagues of ours in this campaign. So we are generally about heritage, CQ. are encompassing the whole development issues, as in CFCQ as a group are looking at the issues around how much residential space there is in this development, how they're accommodating the current shop occupants, how it changes the maybe more social end of a city, and also encompassing what we're saying as well. So we're joined on our campaign at the moment for this development, but we are separate. We're separate entities.
Okay, so you're hand in glove on this one, but separate groups. And who do you need to listen to you? You need council to listen. Do you need other people to listen?
Well, key to this are the decision makers. Obviously, you know, we have now got in place a planning committee at Belfast City Council. Planning's much closer to people now. It's at local council level, so those councillors have a real responsibility and a valuable responsibility to make the right decision. So what we would be saying is that they're the key people. They say yes or no to this development. The planning officers as well need to go through the processes that policy and legislation set out. So there are a number of people who need to be listening, mainly the policy assessors and the people who are making that final choice.
And when will these final decisions be made, Nikki?
Well, this is part 1B was deferred yesterday on the basis of a deputation from CFCQ, ourselves and others. So this is delayed by a month at the moment for phase 1B. There is an outline as well which encompasses a big area much further from what we were discussing yesterday. So it could take a number of months. It could be longer. We just don't know. We have to just go through the process of assessing it properly.
Are we all in agreement that something needs to be done? The place is an eyesore.
I think something needs to be done because there's some vacancy. There's some sites there that could be used. We're not saying no to development. We're just saying to get it right.
Okay. Nikki, thank you very much indeed. Nikki McVeigh is with the group Ulster Architectural Heritage. It is a very important move, that next move in that area. There are so many buildings of interest. And if you do amble through them, like, okay, it's dilapidated. But if you stopped and rewound your memory and look back in time, we could be saying goodbye to some structures that you'll never see again. Are they worth saving? We did ask some representatives from council and indeed from the developers to come on, but they weren't available. Right, 13 minutes to 11. As always, your opinions are so welcome.